Welcome, Success Academy, to our very first coaching Q&A session. Today is Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. That's a lot of 21s in there, loves. I'm not sure if there's any kind of numerical significance to that. But good morning, good afternoon, good evening, based on where in the world you are joining in with us here live or listening back to this recording. I am joining you from beautiful Dana Point, California here today, right on the ocean. Flew in yesterday for a really quick girls trip with some amazing women gathering in this beautiful beach home. And this is what I love about being self-employed, right? And that we can work from anywhere with an internet connection. It's like what I call the laptop lifestyle, is being able to do that. A little spontaneous, quick trip, and just lovely to be here. It's just so nourishing. But I'm so looking forward to our time here today. Truly, I look forward to this call more than any other call on my calendar every single week, simply because the magic that takes place here. In these live Q&As, what you'll see and witness every single week as you join in live or listen to the recording or both, is you'll see how the various questions that get asked will have some sort of universal application for each one of you. So some weeks you're going to raise your hand and ask questions or have a share or need some support or clarity. Awesome. Honor that when you feel that desire to raise your hand and to speak up. And some weeks you might not feel drawn to speaking up yourself. And whether the weeks you do or don't, what you'll see is the other shares with the other participants as well, is there will be shares that come forward that you think, oh my gosh, I didn't think to ask that, but I so needed to hear that, or I've never thought of it that way, or man, that's been coming up for me too, was exactly what I needed, or a different way of seeing something that I needed for my life, for my parenting, for my business, for my team, for my heart, my marriage, you name it, is I just invite you to show up super open to these sessions and watch the magic happen. Because again, what happens with human beings, here's one of those universal truths. As different as we are as humans, right, and the world regularly is acknowledging those differences, politically, religion, we have different tastes in food and music and style and color, you name it. There's all kinds of ways that we're different. But foundationally, at the core, we're so much more similar as humans than we are different, right? We have similar core human needs and desires and so forth. And we have similar core struggles, right? Some of you might be familiar with Joseph Campbell's work and the hero's journey. Is we are all working on lessons around self-love, every single one of you, or self-esteem or approval or insecurities or fears. Every single one of you is working around things related to time management and what do I choose to focus on and how do I prioritize and how do I follow through or motivate others. Every single one of you have relationship things, right? Where you have rich, beautiful relationships and you have relationships, those same relationships that can be beautiful and amazing also at times have struggle and challenges and how do we communicate. Working through financial things, body image, health, wellness, you name it. So again, as humans, so much more similar, and that's one of the gifts that I love about coming together in this small Q&A intimate group and the things that get shared, show up open, because even if you don't ask the question, there'll be gems and insights that you needed to hear. So I do invite you to choose in with focus, right? We're going to talk a lot about productivity and time management and tools around that on week three, but I do invite you, go ahead, log off any social media or email. Maybe grab your notebook, your favorite cup of tea, or some great, you know, fresh water, and join in and just choose in. Take a deep breath for yourself. One of your affirmations you learned Monday was, I allow myself to receive. So choose in open. Choose in to say, I'm here and I'm ready to receive, and allow yourself to drop into that space. And again, watch the magic that happens here. I love the kickoff we had on Monday and seeing many of your posts in our Facebook group as you're introducing yourselves, you're sharing self-care habits and rituals. I love, love, love that. I believe all of you or most of you have joined the Facebook group. If not, you can find that on Facebook at Success Academy Spring 2021. Go ahead and pin that group as well to your favorites just so you see it regularly and often as we work together the next 60 days. But I'm loving seeing your posts there and seeing you guys show up for one another. I invite you to do that, right? Is show up, as we often can see something and read something, but it's called social media because it's social. So show up there and engage and share your insights, tips, or even challenges. as we're going through this time that we're together. But welcome. And hopefully what's happening is you're just starting to settle into and be open to. I had this private conversation with one of you this week talking about truly giving yourself permission that this isn't about being perfect, right? Some of you said, oh, and some of you even shared this openly in the group. You said, oh, but my morning ritual didn't start out perfectly today, meaning yesterday, right? That's okay, right? As you're learning, what matters is you're committed and that you're going to progress with it. And that maybe currently you're doing a morning ritual maybe 3 or 4 times a month, and then you get to a more consistent pattern where that's happening 3, 4, 5 times a week. And you're still, but you're progressing, and it is becoming more of your habit pattern, is to give yourself that permission that we're simply at this point, we're setting the foundational structure to say, I am my most important investment. I'm my number one asset, right? Would you write that for me in your notes? I am my number one asset. And we invest in assets. And there's a return on investment when we make investments, right, into those very same things. So mind, body, heart, spirit, that you're saying, I'm going to recommit to moving my body every day. And I'm doing meditation and prayer. You know, I had a great morning ritual myself here in this beautiful home in California and woke up and just had this great time to read and to pray and to meditate. And it just was so nourishing. But we practice these things, right? Practice. Practice, practice, practice. That's what we're focusing on. But as we transition into our open Q&A session, this is your time. You've paid for it. We have the full hour that we're here. To raise your hand on your keypad, which will then cue me on the monitor, and I'll come unmute you, you press star 2 if you're dialing in. And that will be the same thing every single week, star 2 or the asterisk sign and the number 2. If you're joining in via webcast, you simply on your screen, it has a button that says raise hand, and you click that. If you want to raise your hand, here's how we'll lead out. You'll simply introduce yourself, your name, where you're living in this part of the world. And then we're going to lead out with something short and sweet with your share is what's new and good, right? A win, a victory, something you're grateful for, but new and good, maybe 30 seconds. You might share one, loving the morning ritual, or I had a great experience with my child, or I had a great sale yesterday, or I'm here with some great girlfriends in a beautiful beach house in California. You know, whatever it might be, that you share something that's new and good. And then from there, whatever your question might be. Now, here's the thing. Your question might relate to what we've covered or what we're talking about and training on this week. And you might have a question totally different about branding, about time management, leadership, or about working through some fears that have come up for you or some clutter. Whatever it might be, is anything's welcome in this space. This is very safe space. One thing I think is really important to know about Success Academy is you're not here to perform. Right. So all of you that you might think, gosh, I want to share, but you find yourself mentally rehearsing, right? Like, how does that sound? Did I say it right? Oh, I need to sound so much more polished, or I just listened to so-and-so share and all of that. Take a deep breath and release that. Again, we have a safe space here that we're all progressing. We're all a work in progress. And the beautiful thing about life is when we often see that vulnerability come forward, right? Where we say, hey, I don't have this figured out, or I want support here. You might have a share, you might have a question, but this time is yours. Again, you'll simply just lead out with what's been good, short and sweet, and then cue me up to whatever your share is. One little asterisk on that is sometimes when we're sharing, especially if there's a more complex challenge happening in our life, we sometimes want to tell the whole story, right? Well, we met in college, and this was our first date, and this is what happened, and then here, and then we had our first kid 6 years later, and then this, and we moved here, and then that experience with my in-laws led to this and led to that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you want to tell the whole story. And while I love to hear that, the reality is more if we can move into more succinct, like, hey, maybe a little context. Here's what's been going on, but here's my question, or how can you help support me with that? So take a deep breath, loves, and welcome to this new beginning and this new season. I hope that seed is planted. It's okay to feel nervous. It's okay to feel uncertain as well, or even a little stressed, like, oh, how's this all going to go, and all the competing priorities in my life. But also let the seed of joy be planted in your heart. You've said yes to you. You've said yes to nourishing and growing yourself and your business in this season, and beautiful, great things are going to be coming. All right, so let's open up to our first Q&As. Who wants to lead us out this morning? Or again, afternoon or evening, based on where we're joining. We have Australia to Ireland and everything in between with this group. If you want to go ahead and raise your hand, you press again star 2 or on your keypad with your laptop or desktop, you just click the button that says raise hand. Our first hand is up is area code 646, last four digits 6625. It's saying New York, New York. That may not be accurate, but you're unmuted, love, if you want to introduce yourself, your name, where you're joining us from, your new and good, and then your share.
Hi, Tiffany. It's Tanya Mustaine. I'm from Santa Cruz, California, but I'm visiting family in Manhattan.
Welcome,
what's
love.
New and good? Thank you. what's new and good for me is being able to see my family after over a year and spending quality time with them. So that's been new and good. And my question, I guess I have so many, but the main one is I don't know how to market myself. And I'm wondering if that's just, you know, natural and, you know, I don't have that education or background. But is it a mindset issue, the fact that I can't market myself? Like speak about
what
myself?
What do you mean by
and be
what,
able to?
Yeah.
Great question.
Because everyone. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't know how to speak of myself. Like I can praise someone else and, you know, maybe market and talk about somebody else. But when it comes to me, I don't have words. I don't find the words to describe myself and what I can do.
Mm-hmm. I love this question. And thanks for the real share right out of the gate, right? As we all can relate to sometimes feeling nervous about sales or selling, especially if we're selling ourselves and marketing ourselves. So that's a very normalized feeling or response. A thought that I want you to consider on week five, we're going to go deep on branding, which includes how you're branding yourself and what you're selling. Because all of you, even regardless of the company you represent, you're also a personal brand as well. Like people come to know you for certain attributes and elements and, you know, characteristics and all of those kinds of things. But when it comes to marketing yourself, I want you to lead with your mission and your why, as well as one of the things you'll hear me talk about through our time together related to sales is we want to sell the destination and not the airplane. It's what is it that working with you and working with Tanya will bring to someone else's life? What's the change? All of you write this down for me in your notes. You all sell change. You're change agents. And so it's you're selling a dream. You're selling the change. If you sell real estate, you're not just selling a home. You're selling a dream. If you're selling health and wellness products, you're selling help and vitality and change and possibility and confidence and sexiness. And you know what I'm saying? So often myself as a coach, well, coaching is the airplane. And while you'll hear me use those words and those times some they do show up in your marketing, I'm regularly sharing about the possibility of change. Mentally, emotionally, financially, professionally, is that I'm selling change just like you're selling change. And so you're the vehicle of change. So when we talk about marketing myself, quote unquote, even if you're the brand, like I'm my own brand, I'm the coach, right? What I'm really selling isn't, hey, it's about Tiff. It's about the change that I can help you access. So think of it in that way is what are the results, what are the outcomes that you help people achieve? By working with your products or your services, you know, you might be product-based, service-based, or both. So that is an assignment we do a deep dive on week five, but we can, again, ask anything you want at whatever week we're in. So I do a little journaling to that question. What is it I solve for other people? What do I serve? What do I solve? What's the outcomes that I help people achieve? Again, the destination of, hey, here's where I want to go versus it's focused on the airplane.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And that also helps take some of the pressure off. It's like, hey, yes, as you are, we are marketing ourselves, but really all of us are in business because we have a solution. Every one of you are a solutions provider. And when we lead with vision, we lead, I call it mission-based marketing. It's so powerful. It's here, I'm on a mission. Here's my why. And here's the change that I help you achieve. That you're in the business of service. We all are. And so when we sell to the service versus ourselves, we're so much more influential. Yes, of course, you might highlight yourself or people want to get to know you or you'll see regularly say on Instagram, someone say, hey, if you're new here, here's 10 things to know about me. And people love that stuff. We don't want to do that every day, but occasionally it's like, yeah, it's, here's unique things about Tanya and things that are your preferences and that you love. But ultimately, I would say 90% of what you're sharing is value-add focused, how I serve you, contribution to you, change is possible for you, and that we're simply the vehicle, right, the change agent that helps them get the outcome that they desire. And that's such a beautiful way to look at that and to consider it. Does that help, love? Does that give you some thoughts to think or to how to move this forward for yourself?
Absolutely. I took notes, and this is wonderful. Thank you. I'm going to use all of it.
You're welcome. I love it. Will you enjoy your time in New York? Have some New York pizza for me, would you?
Oh, will do.
You know, Manhattan pizza, nothing like it. So
nothing
have a great
like
time.
It.
Thank you for that question. Yeah, thank you, love. Good to hear from you. All right, hopefully you all see what I mean by first share out of the gate. Tanya, way to be our courageous leader that says, I'm going to leave this. Here we go. Is all of you can probably relate to that. How do I market myself? Or gosh, I sometimes feel a little awkward about that or what comes up for me. And for some of you, that's a real big thing. Some of you, it's not a big thing. And some of you somewhere in between that. But I love what you can see is the possibility here of, ooh, yeah. And again, whatever your question or share might be, all of it's welcome. All right, we're moving next to, and if you want to get in the queue, please do so. It says Kelly here from Rock Springs, Wyoming. If you want to get in the queue, press star 2, or again, raise your hand with that button on your keypad that says raise hand. All right, Kelly, you are unmuted, love, if you want to lead out and share where you're from, new and good, and then your share.
Good morning. I am Kelly. I just, well, not just, it's been a year and a half, moved to Wyoming. My win is really taking this course and being serious about the investment I put in myself. I'm not good at that. So this is something very new to me, and I'm excited about it, but it's also overwhelming. My question is, in reading Jack Canfield's book, he talks about being clear why you are here, what your purpose is, and honestly, I have no idea what my purpose is. I know some things about me. He talked about making a list of times that you felt most joyful and alive, but my list is super duper short. So do you have other ways that we can figure out what our purpose is?
Yeah,
it's hard to
love this question.
Well, I struggled with that my whole life, actually, so having to really put it down on paper and make it come to life, I would love to do that. I just don't know how, and I can't really see it.
I love that. Thank you. I love this question, and I'm just smiling and sending you the biggest hug. I think, are you the one that posted recently in our group and said something similar, that I'm not used to taking good care of myself, or I'm learning how to do that better?
I did not post that. I don't do Facebook. I don't do any social media.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be able to be part of that group.
That's fine. So, well, then it tells you that's resonating. Someone else shared something similar is resonating with. And yes, this is, like, I'm proud of y'all for, like, saying, hey, I'm going to invest in me. I'm going to improve my life, my habits, my sense of self. And that investment you make in me is also an investment to the people you do life with. Because you being your own better, best self, right? And it's not about perfect self, but you saying, I'm healthier, I'm happier more often. I have more emotional awareness and context, and I'm more intentional about my life. And therefore, I feel more in alignment to purpose, like you're bringing up, and to progress. So I love this question, and I love this concept of purpose. And I love that I actually love your list is short and sweet. Because it brings us into some clarity. And I'm going to share with you a few thoughts that this gets to be things that, again, you're journaling to. And I love, yes, the question, when do you feel the most alive? What brings you joy, right, when you feel the most? Because when you're in that energy of aliveness, right, like where it's like the tastes are stronger, and the sights and the smells and life, and we're present and we're more aware and we're more just alive in our living. That to me is like, ooh, that feels so resonant, right? That vivaciousness. And so, yes, doing some journaling to that. But I think the thing around this conversation around purpose, while there are some people for sure that just maybe came out of the womb like, this is so what I'm meant to, quote, do. Mm-hmm. But purpose to me has more about beingness. Who do I want to be? Yes, there's a doing, but I want you to look at both, like the yin-yang, my beingness. Who do I want to be in the world and in my world and in my inner world, let alone my home, my community, the world at large? Who do I want to be and what do I want to do? And yes, well, again, some people might know with this clarity from a young age, or they went to the mountaintop, or they had this, you know, plant journey experience, or they went through something where they felt like, but sometimes it's life. It's like we're waiting, love, to have like the clouds part and the blackboard drop from the sky. And on the blackboard, it says, you know, Kelly, here's your purpose. Like, it's this big experience. And while that can happen for people, I think for most of us, we get little clues, right? Again, like, ooh, I feel alive here. I feel joy. But I really believe our purpose at some level is found in a few values: the value of love, kindness, service. So whether I'm a real estate agent, how I'm being and showing up in the world, that I might help people with that kind of a transaction in terms of my professional life, but the energy that I bring to it, the thoughtfulness that I'm aware, right? How I want to show up in my home and in relationships. What kind of leader do I want to be? What kind of energy? And if we come back to it, we're probably going to find love. I think love is such the powerful answer for most questions, right? Is I'm being loving, kind, compassionate. I'm showing up to serve. And whether I'm going to serve with orphans in Mexico, or I'm going to run a dry cleaning business, or I'm going to sell lamps or essential oils or gut health products, you know, or I'm going to be a coach or a gardener, right? Whatever it is, it's the energy about how we do those things. And then, yes, paying attention to the joy. There's a great book around vocation by Parker Palmer called Let Your Life Speak. Now, I've been referring you guys already to two books I want you in right now, The Success Principles and The Big Leap. You can put these books on your list. And if you really want to, if you're a big reader and want to get into it now, that's fine. But in Parker Palmer's book, he talks about drawing two circles that overlap on a piece of paper. And one circle talks about what brings you joy. The other circle talks about contribution. How does it contribute to the lives of others? And that where we marry those two is where our purpose is found, right? So I love that it's more simplistic for you, right? What brings you joy? And you might say, I love serving and helping people. I love contributing. I love growing, progressing. And then you might also have other things on a, quote, joy list, like the sunset and the great meal or some beautiful music or, you know, travel or whatever might come up for you. But purpose definitely has to do with those eternal principles. That no matter what our role is, our purpose, right, can be the same no matter where we are. I remember writing about this last year when the whole world was shifting on its, you know, on the axis, so to speak, with coronavirus and this whole experience. And for me, I watched my speaking calendar, you know, which is a big part of my business. And I'm normally speaking 3 to 5 times a month. And I watched my speaking calendar basically fall apart in about 4 or 5 days, you know, like all these events just were being canceled, canceled, canceled. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot. I mean, granted, I've done a ton of stuff on webinar and conference lines and, you know, all of that for years anyway. But watching that happen, love, is my purpose didn't change. The platform did. Mm-hmm. The vehicle did, where we had to convert almost everything for a while to virtual. Right. And thankfully now more and more is coming back and seeing lots of that in my calendar here in the next several weeks. But the reality is for that season, the platform changed, but my purpose didn't. And sometimes things do change circumstantially, or you might take a massive career change, you know, where you might say, hey, you know, I've been in corporate tech sales and now I've grown a network marketing business and this is what I'm doing. and I'm shifting what I've been up to in life, but your purpose of love and service is the same core. Does that have a resonance for you, or having maybe some thoughts come up for you?
It does make some sense. It's an interesting way to look at it, because I can see through my life that I've always been one to want to help, and I've always been super creative. So to combine those two things into a purpose makes perfect sense that would never change. So I like the way you talked about that and how to look at it there.
Yeah, and then I think you honor the draw and desire, and there's a decision in there. It's like you said, creativity-wise, or I love to do this and that, is a lot of times in life, you know, where we're waiting for, quote, signs, and we're waiting for a feeling is often what's happening, is you can honor, we get little nudges, I think, or God winks that kind of nudge us along our journey. But ultimately, it's a decision. I remember years ago, I mean, I've been self-employed a little over 11 years, and probably 9, 10 years ago, I was speaking at this large women in business event, about 300 women in the room. And you know how a lot of times at these large events, I have little vendors. And there was this gentleman there that had a vendor booth, and fellow life coach, and we knew of each other. And he came up to say hello, and we were just chatting. And I'd been their keynote speaker at this event. And he just said, you know, I'm just curious. I've always wanted to be a speaker. Always wanted that. How did you become a speaker? And I looked at him, and Kelly, I can be a little bit of a smarty pants, right? My friends know that. I mean, I love playfulness and, you know, that, the wit and banter. I mean, that's a big part of who I am. Yet I wasn't being a smarty pants when I said this back to him, looking at him, and he's like, you know, again, how did you become a speaker? Like there was this magical leprechaun or pot of gold, or someone knighted me into the speaker's world. And I looked at him plain as day and just said, because I decided to. And he looked at me and he kind of like that confused, furrowed brow a little bit. And like, and then all of a sudden, the light bulb moment goes on. Is that a lot of it is just simply choice. It's what I wanted. I was drawn to. It's not the life I'd planned. Originally, I was going to be a special needs teacher. And then I was going to get married and be a stay-at-home mom and sew Halloween costumes, for real. That was the vision I had in my early life.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like this, for me, I had this big purpose over my life, my whole life, or that I had this big vision. It's that at some point along the path, I made that choice. I'm going to choose this. And so there's an element of honoring your heart, your spirit, yes, what lights you up, what brings you joy, being centered in service. And there's plenty of times I still get on a stage and I got a nervous tummy and the butterflies. I'm like, why the hell did I do this? Why did I say yes to this? Oh my gosh, it makes me so nervous. You know, there's times I still face that. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it's like come back to service is how I overcome those nerves. It's like, this isn't about me. I'm the vehicle. I'm the change. I have a message and I feel drawn to sharing that. So anyway, those are some thoughts to at least be thinking about is, what lights me up? What do I choose? What do I desire? Because ultimately your life are your choices, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we wait for these big revelations, and sometimes they come and sometimes they don't.
Right.
But ultimately it's like, well, what do I choose to do with my time and my life and my voice and my words and creativity and all of that good stuff?
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking that. I know you're not the only one that's thinking those thoughts. And coming back to purpose and, you know, what grounds me or what lights me up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of power to that. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Okay. We are coming next to, it says Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And that zip code, area code 208, last four digits 8384. You are unmuted. If you want to introduce yourself, where you're from, what's new and good, and then whatever's up for you.
Hi, it's Katie Smith. Definitely not in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I live in Snoqualmie, Washington, which is the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Katie,
welcome, love.
Thank you. What's new and good? I feel like I have been doing a good job of not judging myself for imperfect action this week.
Love it.
Focusing on
that's a great win.
As much as I can. And yeah. the question I had was really in line with mindset and in within Jack Canfield, and I'm simultaneously reading The Big Leap and talking a lot about like kind of pulling yourself back when you find yourself, you know, blaming or complaining or just not taking that 100% responsibility for what's happening. And I would love to hear some tips or experience around like when you catch yourself doing that, like back to like not judging yourself, but how to kind of pull back and redirect.
I love that. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so glad your win is a really awesome one. It's like, hey, I've been learning how to observe, as we talked about, not judge myself for imperfect action, right? Focusing more on progress. That's what I said on Monday's session. Even if you really get those three core coaching philosophies that are listed in your workbook there, hopefully you've all printed that off by now. If not, let's get that done this week. But what you can see in that is if I really adopt these as mindsets and as habits, this will be in and of itself worth this course, is how often, because see, when we get into judgment, right, of ourselves or anyone else, that energy flow is like, it's like kinking up the hose, right? And it's like, And then when we feel that judgment, we're not as likely to stay open. And the only way God, life, source, universe is bringing you anything new is if you're an open vessel, right? Closed hands, you can't receive it. And so it's this energy of, hey, I'm progressing. Cool, imperfect action. So I know you just tucked that in there, but I think that's a really big, one of those big gems. I love this question, again, around mindset. Would you say your question is how to, like, reset yourself when you get off track?
Yeah, definitely.
Or is that different?
Okay. No, I think that that's really in alignment for it.
Oh, I lost you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You want to restate what you just said in the last sentence? I didn't catch it.
Oh, I was affirming what you were saying, but yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
And
how do I reset?
Be more aware. How do I reset when I see it or feel it?
Love it. Love it. Love it. That's such a great question, is because we all do that. We wander off in the weeds, right? I have a whole last year, this podcast that show went out called The Weeds Always Return, right? Because they do. It's the natural law of the universe, of the land, and it's like in our own thoughts, weeds return, or our insecurities pop back up, or our self-doubt snags us again, or we're in criticalness of ourselves or someone else. Like, it's just part of our humanness, right? It's the way. And so it's not being afraid of the weeds, but having the tools, which is what you're asking in essence, is how do I reset myself? Well, I have some good news for every single one of you. Is as an added bonus, I have a course kicking off the 1st of May, May 4th, and it's Tuesdays in May, called Mindset Makeover. And we've done the last 5 or 6 years. And this course, you all, I'm going to gift you as a bonus as being part of Success Academy right now. It's a $97 course all around mindset. So just as a little plug or a little side thing, as a free thing, an added bonus, just because you all invested in yourself here, and I want you to have that experience. We'll kick off in May, and we do a full month-long course on mindset and manifesting, marketing mindset, as well as your money mindset and how that shifts. So that's just a little thing. While you brought that up, I'm like, oh, that's right, because I was just working on that with my team this morning. You'll see that page go live. And if it's something you want to share with your friends, family, teams, feel free to do so. We'll have 3 price points that people can choose in based on where they're at personally of what they can afford to participate in that month-long course. So you'll see that come out to you. So let's talk about that. I mean, we're going to go deep in it in that course, but ways that we reset. Number one is just even seeing it, right? Like it's, oh, and catching it and realizing I have a choice point. That is powerful. In Stephen Covey's work, The 7 Habits, he talks a lot about between stimulus and response, there is a choice. Right, is realizing there is a choice point. So when you catch yourself in the spiral or the negative thought, is coming back to saying, wait, is this what I choose to think or believe? What would I rather, here's the question I love to reframe, what would I rather choose to think, feel, or what would I rather experience? What would I choose what I'd rather, you know, create more of or choose to believe. And therefore, your affirmations can kick back in, you know, and things of that nature, a whole list of those, you know, thoughts and beliefs and so forth. But I also believe one of the powerful ways, a couple other tools for my toolbox with mindset. So one is catching the loop. Isn't that you have negative thoughts? You will. It's that I want to close the loop faster rather than allowing that negative thought to take over and run the whole day or even a few days, is to catch it and go, you know what? I don't choose to believe that. I'm really doing the best I can, and I'm proud of myself for that. Or I choose to believe life is working in my favor. God or universe has my back. I can't wait to see what God, life source surprises me with today, or what new beginnings or new options or people are coming into my life. Who can I serve today? Service is a powerful way to shape your mindset, because your mindset is going to create your mood, right? You could put that in your notes. My mindset equals my mood. And so choosing with your mind, seeing it like a garden, what are you going to plant there? And so questions I like to ask my brain, right? Because a question then gets your brain focused somewhere else. So affirmations are great and they're soothing and they can also redirect you. But I love questions like, what am I grateful for? As well as, who do I choose to serve? Gratitude and service or generosity are powerful ways to shift your mood. Moving my body, right? Like if you're just feeling that funk, it's like that, well, I'm going to get up and go for a walk or go for a run or listen to some music or prayer, right? Is each of you asking yourself, what's in your mindset toolbox? Like this morning, as I was getting ready before our call and listening to a podcast with Ed Milet and John Maxwell, talk about some powerful life principles, right, that then nourishes me of some of the thoughts and feelings that I'm experiencing around possibilities. And so coming up with a whole toolbox from physical movement to service to questions to affirmations are things that I do to keep myself nourished and or to reset when things get out of balance. Is there one that specifically helps you most that you, you're aware, like helps you get back in the groove?
Yeah, moving my body is a huge one, just like a walk around the block or just like taking off and going for a run or, so that definitely, that resonates with me a lot. And I love these other ideas because that puts a 180 in the spiral you're going down if you're thinking about other people or just giving yourself grace, that helps.
Yeah, I love that. Moving that body, right? It's one of those things that it's like it shifts the brain and the body, puts you in such a great place, right? So, yeah. Sometimes a really great night of sleep, too. It's like, hey, I need to, you know, sleep, exercise, you know, simple. They sound simple enough, but, man, they really are a great tool for reset. So thank you for asking that. I think that's a great, great, great awareness for all of us to be thinking about. What's in my mindset toolbox or my self-care toolbox that helps me feel good, put my brain in a good place? So thank you for sharing that. So glad you're here, Lev.
Thank you.
Okay, I am coming next to, looks like Kristen has her hand up. Hello, love. You are unmuted if you want to share, lead out with what's new and good in your world, and then your share or question. Oh, hold on. Let me unmute you. There we go. Okay, can you hear me, love?
I can hear you. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Good morning or afternoon.
It's afternoon here. So I'm Kristen Youssef, and I am from Berlin, Connecticut. I'm in the U.S. I'm really excited about, I'm reading The Success Principles. I love personal development. I am a natural learner, I'd say. I love learning. I'm creating my joy list. So I'm really taking the time to figure out what are some of those things that bring me joy. And while I was reading The Success Principles, I was thinking, you know, I got really, really excited to share this with my team. And what started showing up was all of the eye rolls I would get by saying, hey, guys. And so it's really hard. It's really hard. Right now I'm working with people that see everything as more work instead of more opportunity. And I'm blessed because I do have a team of hard workers, but how do I get them to see opportunity versus extra work?
Yeah, I love this question, right? Is what you're asking is how do I influence others? And so universally, whether it's your children or your significant other or your team or sales prospects or your office vibe and culture, it's like, how do we influence others? And I love your passion for personal growth, for sure. And I think that's one of the ways within any organization, home, business, right, is doing that. And I think one of the things, right, is, of course, we're sharing and suggesting it, but everything is energy. And one of the most powerful ways that we influence anyone is to have our own energy in alignment, where it's coming from love and sharing. I also find where I get in trouble in a relationship is when I'm holding strong expectation of someone. Expectations breed resentment. And while it's good to have clear agreements in relationship, right, I do this, you do this, we together do this, right? This is what it means to be in our, you know, in our family or different chores or in our team and these various things. I think everything being energy is such an influence. Is, are we coming from love? Or are we coming from judgment or frustration? Because energy is the true serum, right? We all are communicating energetically all the time. And so even if we have a smile on our face and we're saying it with a kind voice, people know where you're really at energetically all the time. It's the true serum. And so sometimes it's like I regularly myself, it's like keeping that energy in check. Like, am I in a good flow with this and showing up from service and love and offering? One of the things in, I don't know if it's in the success principles, but years ago when I was working with Jack, he would use this statement where he would say, he was talking about this student who was a Buddhist and would say, when I talk about, what to my parents, when I talk about Buddhism, they hate me. When I act like the Buddha, they love me. And so sometimes it's with our human relationships, right, when we're trying to influence someone, sometimes people receive that as you're trying to change me or I'm not enough for you or who I am or what I'm doing or the way I do it isn't standard for what you're wanting. Because, again, energetically versus the more that we're in the space of being the love, and being the change, right? When people are really into personal growth, they're really into love because that's the ultimate personal growth. Is how can I influence more people with love? And that energy is vivacious and it's magnetic where people are going to want what you've got, like, because your energy is like, are you the most vivacious woman in the room and with your team and with your energy that, like, you're loving your life? And none of us are perfect at that, once again. But committed to that is, like, energetically, that I'm coming from a place of influence where people are drawn to, I want what you've got. And then you go, great. And they say, teach me, how did you get where you are? And what do you have and this energy about you? Well, if you're open, I'll share with you some tips and books. And if you're open to this, mentoring you, here's the book this month to read, right? Or as a team and these types of things. Now, this is a work in progress, love. So it's not that we're all like zen out and in monk style 24/7. But I think it's a combination of the way that we share it, the energy that it gets shared in, right, has everything to do with how we convert other people. So those are some initial thoughts, but I love that you want to share and, like, hey, posting the quotes and doing the things and let's read this as a team and we're working on this. But I think it always, we first come back, I lead myself to lead others. Am I living what I'm coaching and teaching? Am I doing the habits and the principles I so want them to do? And am I energetically in a space that's inviting versus am I coming from any kind of energy of judgment about that? Those are some thoughts. How does that land for you, love?
Yeah, I'm going to sit with that.
Yeah. Ponder, marinate on it, right? Is that I love with your, like, any of your teams, for those of you that have teams, whether you're corporate or network marketing or self-employed, whatever that looks like, is we're all, and from your children to business, is how you create influence, right? But a lot of times, again, as humans, what we're all craving at the core is love and acceptance. We want to know that we matter. And how people feel in your presence is your true business card. You can be the smartest woman in the room, but people won't care about that. they might be impressed, but you're not going to win their loyalty, and they're not going to follow your leadership because you're the smartest in the room. They're going to follow you and be involved because, A, two things, they feel cared about, and secondly, they come the life you're curating and leading for yourself. Are you happy? How happy are you? That's why I love you're talking about this joy list. Let's fill up Kristen's tank. That's one of the most powerful things you could do for your own sales, is that your own energy is like, I'm happy, genuinely. Not happy when I rank advance. Not happy when all the rest of you get your crap together. Not happy when, you know, this happens politically or this happens here or whatever. It's like, I'm going to be responsible for me. And I'm going to be committed to, like, being happier and healthier and giving yourself that grace, right, and peace and joy. And then, again, it's like, yeah, because, again, that true personal growth is, I can read based off of for yourself. It's like, yeah, I'm living habits and I'm being the work. I'm just talking about it, but I am the work with myself. And, again, I recommit to that regularly, love. So that's why we lead out so strongly in week one, a lot about this regular conversation, not about being perfect, but committed. And we're all individually saying, I'm committed to my own growth and to living the work and being the change and being the light, because that is so magnetic. One of the best things I do for my business is in the summer and around the holidays, I don't work hardly at all. And I just play a whole lot, and it's magnetic. It's just like right now. I mean, I'm regularly, you know, like a week or so, my friend Ash, her in-laws have a great home on the beach here, gorgeous home. And she says, hey, you want to fly down? And it's like, yep. I do. Because it's like I'm regularly, it's like playfulness and joy also helps my business, where my business grow, because my own energy is like, hey, I'm in a good space with me. But I have to work on that too. So I love you ask this question, because every one of us can relate to it. And whether it's, hey, I want my spouse to read personal growth or be involved or change, or my child or my team or whatever, it's like, yes, keep holding that vision. Keep sharing it while we're also regularly coming into alignment with ourselves and being clear about the energy that we're sharing it from.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So glad you're here, love.
Thanks.
Okay, we are coming next to area code 701, last four digits, 1241. You are unmuted, love, if you want to introduce yourself, where you're at in the world, new and good, and then your share.
Hi, Tiffany. My name is Kelly Carlstead.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Thank you. I first met you at an Align conference with Brooke Hemingway. And so I'm so excited to finally take the leap and to do a course specifically with you. I've been wanting to do that. One of the things that's going well for me today and this week is I feel a shift in my business. I feel like I've maybe had a mental shift myself. And so I've recruited well the last 2 months. And so I'm excited about that. And I just really feel that this is the perfect time for me to have this course. So I'm very grateful that it was offered and that Nikki gave me a call. The thing that I'm struggling with, that I'm having trouble with, I'm a recent widow, and throughout the last 5 years, my husband was very sick, and so we had a lot of doctor appointments and a lot of emergency situations, and in that time period, I think that I struggled with commitment a lot, because we never knew what tomorrow would bring. And so moving forward in my business especially, I think I still have that kind of weighing on me, that I'm afraid of commitment. I may be afraid of trusting myself. And I'm afraid to show up, you know, or commit to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering... Yeah. If you have any good thoughts on how to get that back, how to find myself again and start trusting myself again. And just, yeah, the commitment thing, I think, is a large portion of what's holding me back. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Kelly. I'm so glad you're here. What part of the world do you live in?
I live in North Dakota.
Okay. We've got North Dakota on the map, everyone. I mean, we're just mapping this, U.S., Ireland, Australia. I love it. So lights me up, literally. So I'm so glad that you're here, and I send you the biggest hug with all that you've navigated in the last 5 years and the loss of your husband and that experience, and just sending you so much love, sister. That's, you know, it's a lot of life in that. And so,
Thank you.
I so get your question, because, you know, you're just welcome, and we're all sending you so much love. So glad you've said yes in this season, and glad you're connected to Brooke. She's such a love. I love working with her, and great women that's brought into my life, including you now. So thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
I love your question, because sometimes after loss of any kind, commitment can be hard, because what loss has taught us is that everything is temporary. That's very much a Buddhist teaching. Everything is temporary. The pain is temporary too. So is the joy. It's just that ebbs and flows, right? It's, everything's temporary. The earth teaches us that. Right now we're in spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, right? And it's vivacious and vibrant and all of that. And then it will be summer and then autumn. And where I live in Salt Lake City, you know, we have very four distinct seasons of the earth, right? And not every environment's like that, but it's regularly shedding and changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes that awareness of the life, the unknown, which the unknown can feel frightening, but the unknown is also where the magic happens and where the surprise is. And interesting enough, part of my morning study today was listening to this audio by Mark Nepo. He has a great book called The Book of Awakening, and it's like a daily little message. And someone I love sent me the audio of that, of him reading that. And he's talking about how God is in the surprise. And I thought, isn't that interesting? So we can look at the unknown with trepidation or with anticipation. But it is normal that after loss, whether it's a divorce, loss of our own health, or a parent or a loved one, in your case, your spouse, right? And there was so much uncertainty, and so committing to things was hard, because maybe he would have a good week or so, and then it would tank, and then, you know, it's like trying, it's hard to make plans. So I get that, where it's like that trauma response a little bit is, ooh, we better not commit to things. So be gentle with yourself, right? I want you to just like hug yourself, like, it's okay, honey, I got you. But it is, there is a space, hon, of just allowing, and I feel like saying this to you, is like allowing yourself to dream again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, allowing for that. And then allowing for plans and surprises. Because that is life for all of us. All of you can relate to that, is we make plans, right? Isn't that the quote that says something like, we make plans and God laughs, or something, you know? But it's true, is I do love having plans, right, and setting goals and making commitments. But I'm a big believer of making commitments that are more value-based and effort-based. Is what you'll hear about this next week when we talk about vision and goals. I love having a vision board, which is very often outcome-based, right, outcomes you're after. But it also can include your beingness as well as your efforts, where I'm focused on, okay, like I'm focused on my daily goals or mantras is I move my body every day. Sure, do I have some pictures on a vision board of being fit and toned and those types of things and health and wellness? Yes. But it's more about like, am I depositing daily? And in my relationship, similar to like you in your business, rank advancing or increasing your income or enrollments is a part of your life. I think it is. It is, of course, because I know you through Brooke. So
mm-hmm.
But we can't always control when the rank advancement happens, can we? What we can control is I'm nourishing 5 people a day or 20 people a week or however you choose to focus on that. Is I'm going to put samples in the mail. I'm going to nourish people. I'm going to share good content online. I'm going to work on my own health and wellness so I'm a living testimonial of the products I represent. Not perfect product or perfect, you know, testimonials. but that I'm a committed mm-hmm. person on the path where I'm taking care of my brain and my body, and that I'm doing the things to reach out and hosting maybe a webinar or class and reaching individually, you know, reaching out to people individually is what can you control is the question what all of you thinking about. Is your effort-based goals. You have outcome-based goals, yes, which are the rank advancements, the number on a scale, the book being published, the sales and the numbers and the income and the travel or the whatever. But it's what helps, how we create that outcome is through a process. And so I want you guys committed more to the process of your beingness and your habits and those things. That's where your power is at. Because you're right, there's a lot you can't control. And some of you might get what Kelly's talking about, where someone you really love is sick right now, or there's some things up that you're stressed about financially, whether it's in your business or with your parenting or wherever it's at, is what can I control? How I show up. So how do I choose to show mm-hmm. up? And then so yes, but to your question, can you make commitments? Of course. But I love to say be clear on the destination and flexible on the approach. You don't know what God or universe has in store. And sometimes it's like, you know, again, I look at clear goals like the GPS system. Like I'm here in California today. I'll be flying back tomorrow. It's just a quick trip. But that airplane, when we fly here from Salt Lake to John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, is technically off course about 90% of the time. But it's so clear where it's going, it pulls in and out of its flight pattern when you're on an airplane. Well, you can have clear outcomes, like the GPS, you're driving in your car. The gift of, I see a GPS and God a lot in common, a lot of grace where you'll just get rerouted. It's like, oops, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have got off on this exit. Well, you just get rerouted to get you to where you're going. So be clear, like, yes, this is what I want to be. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to have. We're clear on the destination, but we're flexible on the approach. We allow for space for magic. And for surprises, one of my favorite things to do, the way that I like to travel, is if I'm going to, you know, someplace I've never been especially, but even if I've been there before, is you might have a few things you're clear that you want to do and outings and visits. But I love leaving room for the magic of being in a town I don't know and wandering into a cafe or a bookstore and meeting some unique, beautiful human or picking up this thing or trying a new dish that, you know, but I love just having this space with travel where not everything's on this set planned itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know, for me, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong way to travel, there's not, but I look at life that way too. It's like, yeah, I'm clear on some core components and I'm flexible on those things, but I also leave space for magic. Anyway, I'm starting to sound like I'm waxing poetic, right? Does that help though,
love?
And it's just bringing space, you know? Bringing is being gentle with your grief process. Grief comes in waves where you're feeling awesome mm-hmm. and on it and then knocked down and it just, you ride it. You know, there's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But to allow yourself to dream, to have the dreams, being also mm-hmm. clear though on the effort-based habits and things you want to be about and be doing for your personal and business life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some flexibility, you know, in that planning.
Great. Thank you. And it's hard to know when to give yourself grace and when to kick yourself in the butt.
Yes. So can I model a question for all of you that I want you to all write this down? And the question is this. What do you need, sweetheart? I have a whole podcast show on this one question. It's that I believe all of you are your own best life coach. When I think of great coaches hold the space with questions and accountability for you to listen to what your own heart and gut and knowing needs and wants. And then you hold the space of accountability to say, I'm going to follow through and become what my own heart and intuition guided me to. But for you to ask yourself, what do you need, sweetheart? Because you're right. Sometimes it's like, hey, get your butt off the couch and get out the door. And sometimes the answer is, nope, I'm getting Ben and Jerry's at the grocery store, and I'm crawling in bed with Netflix at 4 p.m., putting cozy socks on, and I'm taking the night off. And that's what's happening, right? I mean, self-care comes in lots of packages, love. You know, judgment-free zone here.
Right.
But it is. It is tuning into yourself and asking, what do you need, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
So all of you right now, take a deep breath. Put one hand on your heart, if you can. If you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel. But one hand on the heart, one hand on the belly. Take a deep breath and just ask yourself, what do you need, sweetheart? I need a run, is what just came up for me. So after we wrap this, I'm already dressed in my athletic wear, and I'm going to get out for a run here and get some physical movement happening. But whatever you ask yourself, that you say, okay, because you're right. Sometimes the response, but being tender with yourself versus judging yourself, because sometimes, yeah, it's like, look, girl, you got to get some stuff done. But that can still come from love versus, like, the judgment, right?
Yeah.
Great question. All of you put that on a 3x5 card. Make a meme of it and put it as a wallpaper of your cell phone. But what do you need, sweetheart? Truly is tuning into. That's a tune-in question where you're leading and guiding yourself to what you need. It's also another way we talked about on Monday, we deepen self-trust. Great question, Kelly. So glad you're here.
Thanks.
Okay, I am coming to, says Jessica here on our web call. Love, you are unmuted now if you want to lead out with what's new and good and then your share or question today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jessica from Southern Idaho, and if you hear grunts or squeals, it's my little baby in the background. I just wanted to share some things. You know, I'm really, really excited for this and reading the Success Principles. One thing just blew my freaking mind. It was every time you express a preference for something, you are expressing an intention. That blew my mind because preferences are all the time, every day. Where do you want to eat? What do you want to drink? What do I want to wear? Where do we want to go? Anything. And me, I have always been like, oh, I don't care. I don't mind. You know, you choose. But I guess I've been giving that power to other people because I haven't been making that preference for myself. So I've been allowing other people to kind of run the show, so to speak, and I've had enough. You know, I'm ready to take it into my own hands, finally. And it starts small. That's what I'm saying. It starts with the smallest little thing, because how many of us think, oh, it's the small things don't matter. But yes, they do, because the small things add up, and they can blow over. We can boil over. They add up to the big, huge things. And that just blew my mind. And I wanted to share that with all of you because I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm a single stay-at-home mother and living with my parents. And I'm very grateful for that, you know, grateful for where I am today. And I'm really trying to lead by example and not always share my opinion as if to correct somebody, because sometimes we just want to be heard, and I'm really doing my best to not persuade people to my beliefs and my values, because they are important to me, but they may not be important to other people, and that's okay. That's something I need to remember, is we're all different, and that's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes us all influence each other, and by leading by example, by being who we are, I think that alone is so powerful, and it can light up other people in so many ways that we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's what I wanted to share.
I love that. Well, thank you. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for sharing and sending love to your cute little nugget, too. And thank you for pointing that out. It's true. It's a stated preference, right, is intentions. And I think a lot of this, as we move into week two, this is almost like you were planted in this perfect queue, Jessica, as we move into week two, which we're just savoring week one, right? But it's just a little preview of what's on deck for next Monday as we do a deep dive around goals and vision and different tools and strategies to help us get clear on those, as well as then move towards achieving them. I love week two. There's so much richness in it. But one of the thoughts, too, is in thinking about that, is giving yourself permission. And sometimes we haven't been there for a minute, too. Like you said, as we let others kind of decide for us or lead us, or we haven't really thought through that. But allowing yourself the permission to want what you want, which begins with even the question of what do I want? And so I want you all to start doing a little meditating and needling on that a little bit is, okay, what do I want? What do I want to be, do, and have? What are my goals and my dreams? And sometimes that question can feel like they need to be these big, high-in-the-sky, grandiose things. But I want you to also just being open to some of the other things that have shown up today is what brings you joy and, you know, what lights you up and when do you feel most alive and, you know, allowing ourselves to dream, allowing ourselves to have preferences. And just dropping in more consciously to that about what am I creating in my life and in my time here and where I'm at and what I want. And just to letting, again, even allowing ourselves to ask the question and allow ourselves to dream, what do I want? You know, some of you have been sharing things like that with your posts within our Facebook group and seeing some of those things, whether it's business related or your home that you desire or your fitness goals, or your self-confidence, or relationships. It's just allowing ourselves to drop into being more aware and the permission to dream. So thank you so much for sharing that. So glad that you're here. My loves, as we wrap our very first live coaching Q&A session, my heart is so full. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for the real shares and the willingness to speak up and share and get to know several of you. And if you didn't share this week live, no worries. I hope my sense is whether you shared live or not, you likely received what I talked about out of the gate is if you show up open, there will definitely be one, if not several gems that come up for you that you think, oh, I needed to hear that too. Or I can apply that as well. Or yeah, that was a great reminder for me or my team or a friend or whatnot. There's some gems that are here. This recording will also be in our live membership site. So both sessions each week that we do live and record them are in your membership site that you can access. If you need any help with that back-end technology, by all means, feel free to reach out to Heather, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. She'll be happy to help you. As a reminder, we are also this week only meeting on Friday for a live Zoom meet and greet, about 90 minutes. We're meeting at the same time, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard, which is 12 noon Eastern. We'll be meeting for about 90 minutes. If you can join us for some or all of that, where we can see your face and get to know you from around the world and get to know a little bit about you and who you are, that is not mandatory. That's just a fun little bonus for that. We will also record that and send that out live. If you've not yet said hello in the Facebook group and you're choosing to participate there, that is not mandatory. Please do so we get to know you there as well, especially if you can't join us on that Friday Zoom meet and greet. But I will be sending you an email first thing that morning with the link to that. I'll send out linked in Monday's email that you'll have in your inbox so you can join us. But wishing you a great rest of your Wednesday. Welcome to Success Academy, love. Welcome to a new beginning and different thoughts and safety and growth and awakeness, you know, and becoming more alive and more intentional about your life personally and in your business that you're creating. I'm so thrilled to be on this journey with you. Amazing things are in store. I invite you to continue practicing and establishing these new habits, your mirror work. If you haven't yet done that, let's do that today. Get in front of that mirror and acknowledge your wins and victories. Affirm those core affirmations as well as any others you might choose. And then tell yourself you love you. Also invite you again to write down that core question, what do you need, sweetheart? As a great inquiry question. And then as you work on, again, your morning ritual and your joy list, do something that brings you joy for yourself today or this week, that you're nourishing and filling up your cup. If you've not yet said yes to an accountability partner and you want one, you'll need to let Heather know that as soon as possible. Again, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. I know several of you, I think, have already been partnered up. You're starting to meet and connect. But a great way is just, again, choosing into that you show up for each other and you share, whether it's daily, 5 days a week, or all 7 days, whether you send a text or do Marco Polo, which is a video app, or a Voxer audio recording app, however you choose to meet with each other, that's showing up to add that support. But I'm so looking forward to this journey with you. I love that you're here, and it's perfect timing that it's a new season and a new beginning as we're working on these principles together. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll look forward to seeing y'all on Friday.